Blog Talk Radio.
Azunke parin legbahe, azunke parin legbahe, parin legba me la jan kase wosho, azunke valre le parin vodou legba,
azunke parin legbahe,
azunke.
Affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality.
member and foundation of my understanding, teaching, walk, and work along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. So it is. Ashe. Today is Wednesday, November 17th, 2010, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you, live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, metaphysically, from the working temple of the house of the Divine Prince Tiamat in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo obey a life path and journey, passing down with obeisance and the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. Do join me live from New Orleans, Louisiana, here on Blog Talk Radio each and every Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And on Saturday evening from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time for 1 hour of hoodoo secrets and recipes here on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, each and every day at high noon for the House of the Divine Prince, featured virtual temple group practitioners and readers, but now commonly referred to as the Power Lunch. And my listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you do have a question or comment during our live airing broadcast, please do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address your question, comment, or concern as Spirit does allow. My website, where I can be reached utilizing various means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding, 365 days a year, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And please do recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners who can be located in my various virtual temple groups, beginning in the center of the first page of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find my House of Divine Prince King group. We are true friends, divine intervention, divine joy and prosperity, divine love and relationships, divine manifestation, divine revelation, and guiding voices of divination. And remember to visit these powerful voices in my virtual temple rooms. Papa Say, who can be found here on Blog Talk Radio, is in my King's Chamber via his Blog Talk Radio archive, as well as the truth terrorist, Queen Ibama. I have so much love and respect for Queen Ibama. I just can't put it into words. And you can find her archived Blog Talk Radio player in the Queen's Chamber. And, of course, my fellow sister priestess, Gogo Nana Alana Omare, and you can find her as well in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And I am looking, adding, upgrading the site each and every day, and I'm adding more men to the King's Chamber in coming days, as well as my virtual temple groups. I'm always accepting new spiritualists and practitioners into the virtual temple groups. You need only sign up via the normal channels, Owen Keen, and then I will either send you an invite or you can request an invite, and I will be more than happy to market, promote, and assist you in gaining community as well as clientele. My website, where I can be reached, utilizing various means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of divine revelation and manifestation, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And please do not take my word for it. Visit my main Keen profile, www.keen.com/divine+prince. You may also visit my live person profile at www.liveperson.com/divine-prince. And please do take the time to read and review and examine my comments and ratings based on experience with my work. And I specialize in difficult battles, block, and difficult, I specialize in doing battle, block, and difficult situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. So again, please visit www.houseofthedivineprince.com. I also have a bookstore, an MP3 store, a CD store. I sell shea butter, black soap, various other products. Teresa Kalahat offers her angelic soap. Queen Akushua offers her NubianJewels.biz, as well as Queenie Fama and her handcrafted Pan-African and African jewelry. So do visit the website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. There are so many things that are happening right now in our world, in our experience, this Wednesday, November 17th, 2010. And as usual, I am full to the brim. There's so many things that I want to say, but I am going to reserve today's Power Lunch for the affirmation and meditation, and just remind you to please do join me here tonight at 7 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio, where I'll have a full 2 hours to better express what I am feeling, sharing, and working on right now. Often challenges for me only come to serve as bridges to the next level, to the next success, to the next moment, feeling, experience of prosperity. So in so examining the challenges, I find the relevance for what I do and what I offer, and its necessity in keeping many people moving forward. There's so many detours and distractions and, oh, wow, soapboxes and loud voices and people saying a lot of things that are, you know, popular. And, you know, we live in a society where you have, in fact, I'm going to use a really humorous analogy that I shared with Queen Mother Naima, was with Tony last night. And it was based on talk shows. Sally Jesse Raphael came and went. Sally Jesse, Ricky Lake came and went. Montel came and went. And the only two really enduring talk show sources are Oprah Winfrey and Jerry Springer. So I'm noticing and using that as a model of comparison to what we are seeing on the internet right now in the blogs, and particularly here on Blog Talk Radio, and more specifically within my quote-unquote community. And I'm hearing a lot of rage and a lot of anger and a lot of cussing and a lot of just demonstration of where people truly, truly are. And it gives me that impetus, it gives me that kick in the butt every day to continue to bring what I bring. And in spite of all the loud chatter, daily I get the quiet note. You know, I need you. I'm dependent upon what you're offering. It's changing my life. It's bringing something real, tangible, result to my experience. And I thank you for that. And because of that, it draws that stuff, that BS, that drama, that negative energy. And I'm sharing this because that is the way of light. That is the path. Look at it in its most literal sense. You are offering light and darkness. So you don't just attract those who need what you offer. You also attract those who are existing in darkness, existing in fear, settled in their anger. It's all right to be angry. It's all right to express the full range of God-given emotion. But ultimately, we cannot be deterred from the ultimate path. One in particular, and again, I'm not going to belabor too long, so I won't even call the name, but one group in particular, you know, all we hear is the negative, what we need to be doing, how we need to rescue our leader from his perils. But what we're not hearing is message. And when I do get that little glimmer of the message, it's a profound one, a powerful one, one that I sometimes forget, even having been familiar with this path for some 20 years, forget it's even there, because all you are marketing is your anger, is your complaint, is your Jerry Springer-like format. And of course that, you know, draws the crowd. Everybody likes the 99-cent store. But most people truly respect the Neiman Marcus, the Saks Fifth Avenue, the Oprah, the one who is most consistent to their message, but is also providing something that's actually helpful and bringing a result. So with that, as we move forward, many of you are counting the days, now counting the hours and the minutes as we enter a new time period, as we leave this retrograde period that Venus has been in now since October 8th, as well as Jupiter and a few other planets have done their sort of their retrograde number in the past month or so. So we're now moving into a time, not where we should just jump up now and rush out to the next project or move forward with our everyday activities, love and relationships and our finances and our career, but to continue to go within to spirit, and access, and also prop up, reaffirm, build that foundation necessary to move forward. Because invariably, challenges will continue to come as we move into 2011. So I like to begin each and every day with an affirmation. I am, I am. Because my creators are powerful, open, receptive to all that operate for my divine and earthly good here and now in this divine moment. I do say this out loud each and every day. Before I say anything, often you'll find me online but some of you know I might not answer the phone until after this noon show. Because fortunately, I'm blessed that I can limit my exposure to negative. But many of you have to get your children going, have to get out into the world, have to punch a clock, and you are often exposed to other folks' stuff and energy before you even think consciously to erect and reaffirm that defensive structure around you. So create the most appropriate, to the point affirmation to not only begin your day, but after a period of utilize the affirmation, it will become a part of your automatic programming. So you'll find yourself saying it and thinking it all throughout your day, your journey, your experience. And it will help to realign our path, our walk with our ultimate divine goal. So I ask in every moment, in every action, in every deed, in every feeling, that divine spirit would bring me into union. Union with you, union with myself, and all of divine creation, for truly we are one body, one spirit, one person, if your third eye is open. Let he who can hear, hear. Let she who can see, see. Remove the obstacles that keep me from the experience of divine presence. In my divine presence, let me clearly perceive divine light, divine voice and vibration, your guidance. Walk with me into my mysteries. Replace my fears with faith, knowing and understanding. Give me the capacity to abide the mystery put in my life's path. I give up the need to know why things happen as they do. I surrender my will to a higher divine will. I am goal-oriented, action-oriented, resolution-oriented, problem-solving and activity-oriented. I ask that the divine creators would allow that I feel your presence as much in change and transformation as in times of peace, tranquility, and harmony. Show me the progress for which I have been born, the purposes for which I have been created. Align my energy to my divine purpose. I accept the tasks that emerge. I accept the challenges that develop the real I. Speed my evolution. Show me things energetically, spiritually, rather than to have me always live them out in the limits of earth plane reality and experience. Let me learn by seeing, hearing, understanding, absorbing before I manifest in doing. Take away my distractions, false voices, illusions, and misconceptions. Remove all my blocks, even me. Show me my shadow side and what I am here to learn, share, comprehend, and in becoming a balanced and conscious being, help me to develop honor, creativity, integrity, endurance, commitment, compassion, harmony, and mercy. I call my divine spirit back into our present time, dimension, and space. I unplug my energy from the people, places, and things into whom and unto which I have invested needlessly. I will no longer finance the past or past negative, unhelpful memories and energies with my time or emotion. Help me to remember that all the people in my life are here according to a divine and perfect plan. They are helping me to fulfill my sacred contract as I am helping them to fulfill theirs. I bless, I forgive, I release those whom I perceive as having harmed me in any way. And I ask forgiveness and release of those that I have harmed in any way. I am thankful, I'm grateful for the life that I have right now in this divine moment, time, and space. I remember at every moment my divine self, my divine purpose, my goal. I'm thankful for the many teachers, guides, spirits that assist me, inspire me, motivate me to move forward along my journey. And may there be divine harmony among each and every one of us. The divine creators and their emissaries are my help in every time, space, and need. They fulfill my every hunger, feed my every need. They walk with me and beside me, divine for me. Divine guide along my way through every moment, every event, every motion, and every day. I now am wise, I now am truth, patient, kind, and love. All things I am, can do, and be through the divine creators who empower and enliven me. Their truth, it is in me, it is me. I need only to still my mind and listen to the real me. They are my health. I cannot be sick. They are my strength, unfailing, and I cannot be bound. My all, my knowing, I know no fear. The divine truth is life and love, spirit and unity. Co-create with me, co-create with me, co-create with me, and it shall be. Ashe and Ashe. Please do join me here tomorrow at high noon on Blog Talk Radio for the Power Lunch, and of course this evening at 7 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, where I will share what's been on my mind. Yes, indeed. We need all the help we can get, all the love we can get, all the power and divine manifestation we can get, but most importantly, clarity to see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. Divine things, joy and prosperity. Ashe.